You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There was an interesting story that was out on Thursday or Friday last week, and it was something about why people, once they reach a certain stage in their life, if they haven't learned how to do something, they pretty much just figure, why bother? And one of the things that we saw in there was ride a bike. Mm-hmm. And I was talking about how a really good friend of mine, Julie, she's never learned to ride a bike. She's now in her early 50s, and she's at the point where she's like, why would I now learn to ride a bike when I didn't when I was a kid? Mm-hmm. So I guess there's some validity to that. I mean,
they talked about embarrassment in that article as well, where it's like, you are 50 years old, and can you see yourself out at a park somewhere trying to ride the bike? And you're like, I just don't need that embarrassment at this point in my life, right. So I'll be fine just never hitting a trail with a bicycle ever.
If you're 52, let's say, would you be seen on a bike with training wheels?
No is the answer. No, you would not.
You wouldn't.
Or somebody running behind you, like holding the seat as you're pedaling. And you're like, I let go. Then you fall over and snap a hip. You don't need that in your life.
Julie, don't worry about it.
You're fine.
So we're just wondering what it is that Dom and Jeremy listeners never learned to do. We've already put a check mark next to ride a bike, yeah. So we don't need that one. What are the other things collectively that Mix 100 listeners never learned to do?
And you kind of look around and you're like, well, everyone else seems to be able to do this. Why can't I hula hoop? You know, I guess we could add that one to the list.
I can't hula hoop.
I don't think I could hula hoop. My hips aren't built for that.
Well, you either know if you can or you can't. I don't know that anyone is just naturally, they don't just pick it up the first time and do it.
Again, I don't recall the last time that I picked up a hula hoop and just gave it hell. I mean, that might be this Friday night. We go grab some hula hoops. And
can I ask a question about the hula hoop and then we'll get on with our lives? Is it true that it is also a... How do I phrase this? Is it more natural for women to hula hoop than men because of center of gravity stuff?
That it's pelvis width in general. Women's pelvises just biologically are wider, so you've got more hoopage surface area, I guess, as I'm sitting here in my seat going round and round like an idiot.
I think the exact opposite. I think of the thin waists of so many women. Versus,
well, I know you do, but
thinking about it right now. No, but I'm saying I think the center of gravity. So I'm not talking about
see what you're saying. A little
how
shorter.
Large they are. Somebody once explained to me years ago, they said it's easier for women to grasp and master the hula hoop, if that's a thing. I mastered a hula hoop than men because of their center of gravity. But I don't know. Somebody
that could be
text.
Part of it. And then who are these monsters that do it around their neck, too? That,
They can get like 7 hula hoops going, each arm, one leg, neck, hip, knees.
And then they join a circus and run off and you never see them again.
Yeah, I mean, if I need if someday I need to join Cirque du Soleil, then I guess I better pick it up.
I'm trying to think of my thing that...
Oh, I got one.
I've got one.
But I've got one, and it's not something that everybody knows how to do. So I don't know if you're saying it has to be something that's universal. Because I don't think the one I... But what I regret is that I'm a grown arse adult, and if I were out in the wilds and needed to survive, and I didn't have a lighter or a box of matches, I have no idea how to start a fire. I was never a Boy Scout. And it shouldn't bother me, but sometimes I'm like, what if there was a situation? I love to hike.
Yeah, where you need to rub some sticks together.
Right.
It'll
rubbing
never
the
happen.
Sticks together.
That's so difficult.
The thing where you put the stick, in between your hand and you rub it
and you roll
it back and forth like
that.
You got
the fine pieces
really
of
fast.
Like fiber or kindling that you put in there. And you got to leave a little crack in the stick, for the air.
I've seen the movies.
You'll never do it. You'll never do it.
you have
sensitive hands.
Learned.
You'll never do
but
it.
But people know how to do it, and I don't. I never learned.
But those are outdoorsy people with calloused hands, and you are the farthest thing ever from having calloused hands.
This is true. I've never had to learn to start a fire when I stayed at the Broadway.
Yeah, ever.
They bring fire to me.
Mine involves wood as well, and I'm sorry. I hang with a group of people that have mad skills when it comes to chopsticks. And we'll have sushi nights or whatever, and they'll be just... They can pick up individual grains of rice with those chopsticks. Mm-hmm. And I cannot control the chopstick at all. And I remember learning back in sixth grade, we had the big, we went down to Sakura Square in downtown Denver, and they taught us how to do chopsticks and how to place it in, you know, that little mm-hmm. crevice there. And mm-hmm. I just never got it. So I'm the give me a fork guy.
We went as a morning show one time to that place in, was it Belmar? And I think I recall you trying to pick up chopsticks and it looked
That's
ridiculous.
Right. Yeah, I used two hands. I was just trying to.
I'm not a whiz at it, but I can use them.
I can't.
I probably get like a B plus score
can't
in chopsticks. But that's funny. All right, so we've got starting a fire, chopsticks, hula hoop, riding a bike. I got to tell you one of the funniest ones because we had this conversation. I remember we had this conversation when we were dating, and I forgot all about it till now. But when we were dating, Gretchen told me that when she was younger. For whatever reason, because you know how when you're a kid, you get ideas in your head that you want to do something? She was desperate to learn how to ride a unicycle. And she said a neighbor had one, and she spent hours on her driveway or on the side of the house where there was pavement, going back and forth. She said she never could grasp it. And even as she became an adult, she was like, that has stuck with me my whole life. I'm pissed that I could not learn to ride a unicycle.
Well, again, when is that going to come in handy?
It's not going to come in handy. Right?
Huh. That's a strange hobby to try to pick up.
She wanted so bad. What else we got?
I'm trying to find the one that wrote in about the French braiding. Here it is. Karen says, boys, I'm jealous of anyone that can French braid their hair. I have long hair that everyone else can braid, but I just can't do it. It saddens me. It frustrates me. Karen, it's funny that you brought that up because our neighbor across the street has a young daughter that is in like karate or taekwondo, and she goes for mm-hmm. all of her belt testings. Mm-hmm. And her mom messages Nicole every time and says, can you come over and French braid her hair so it's out of her face? I just can't get the hang of it. I can't do it. So Nick Nack has had funny. To run across the street at least 10 times to French braid the neighbor girl's hair before her event. So that was very relatable to me.
That's fine. I mean, couldn't she just do YouTube videos and learn?
I would think so, but I guess there's an art to it. There's truly an art.
Or it could be like the unicycle that she's tried and tried and tried and tried, and she just can't
just
get
can't
it.
Just can't do it.
Then Shannon wrote in and said, a cartwheel. I didn't realize until we all got drunk last weekend and everyone could do it but me.
You guys want to do shots and do cartwheels?
You know, drunk cartwheeling, that sounds dangerous.
You shouldn't do that. Somebody's going to snap a neck, you know? Mary says, I can't cook a good steak, boys. I can never seem to do them like my friends can. Mine always end up dry. This is Mary. Mary with
yeah,
her dry steaks.
That.
Again, there's an art to that. There's a feel.
By the way, Karen wrote back. She was listening. Oh. She goes, I have tried videos. This is the French braid.
Yeah.
She did try YouTube videos. She goes, I've had my hairdresser try to teach me, but I can't get my hands to cooperate. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Sometimes you just don't have the manual dexterity necessary to do certain things.
Case in point, Marianne wrote in and said, boys, I can't sit cross-legged. Every time I do it, I get tangled up and I can't unbend my knees.
Major fail.
No crisscross applesauce for her. No.
Several people are writing in. They're not signing their names. People, you've got to give us your first name when you write in. This one says, I can't roll my R's. Really? You really cannot roll your R's? Taking Spanish classes in junior high, high school, and college was terrible.
Yeah. You can't, yeah. F for you. Linda says, I can't seem to pay my license plates, so she's driving around with plan. That's stupid.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
That's stupid.
Here's another person that signed their name. What's wrong with you people? I never learned to parallel park. Well, how do you get your driver's license if you don't know? Don't you have to be able to parallel park to get your license?
I would think
so. That's what dinged me when I was 16.
I would think so. Bobby says, boys, I can't wink. I've tried and tried. I try to wink at the cute kids. That sounds creepy. And then I look like a creeper blinking both eyes.
Right.
So Bobby's in the park blinking both eyes at children. Stop that.
That's fine.
Stop
it
now.
I can raise one eyebrow, kind of like Mr. Spock used to
do.
I can raise, but I can't raise the other one. And I look like I have some sort of like palsy or something when I'm trying.
That poor man had a stroke.
Yeah. Jerry says, I never learned to swim.
Snapping fingers
That's
made the list.
That's one, the swimming one.
That's dangerous.
It could save your life. So like riding a unicycle is never going to save your life. Unless, you know, you're trying to get away from like a group of crazy clowns or something.
Right. Well, maybe Jerry just walks around with a life preserver on all the time, just in case.
Okay, here's one. Lenny, she says, and this is pretty good. She goes, I always wanted to whistle with my fingers. You know how people will put two fingers
yes!
in their mouth?
I want to do that.
I never learned to do that either.
I want to do that or with the piece of grass. You know, somebody can pull a long piece
I can
of
do
grass.
The grass.
How do you do that?
Dude, I'll show you the next time we're together. We'll get grass. I'll show you how you put it between your thumbs.
It'll be a good time. Yeah.
If you take your thumbs like this, hold them up. You see that there's a little bit of space
there
between
is.
The lower part?
Yep.
You see that little bit of light?
It's a little bit of light.
That's where the blade of grass goes. And then you just put your. Exactly. You can. I can get you
I'm dying
to. With a blade of grass within minutes, but the whistling with the fingers.
Yeah. All right, let's
do it.
Let's do it. All right, Josh says we have to take this call.
Okay, is it Caitlin? Yeah,
Caitlin.
It's Caitlin. Caitlin, what is it you never learned to do?
I never learned to whistle.
Oh, no. What are you going to do if a dog is running away from you?
Right. My husband can whistle like a champ. I can whistle if I'm sucking my breath in, but not if I'm blowing out.
Give us an example.
Let's hear you do. First of all, let's hear you do the inhale whistle. Let's hear you do that.
Oh, that's good.
Now, outward.
Did you just throw up?
It's awful.
One more time.
It's so sad.
One more time.
Do it.
One more time. Try it again.
Nope.
Oh, it does sound like wind coming out of a cave.
Or was that coming in?
That was coming in.
Yeah, she sucked back in.
It's awful. It's so sad.
And it really is sad for you.
Here's the funny thing. I don't remember learning to whistle, and how would you, as a kid, like, it's not like you can watch a video for how to whistle. You can't see what's going on with the structure inside your mouth.
You can't. I will say I have a kiddo in the house who has discovered now how to whistle, and it's nonstop. Like, I've had to tell them, like, please stop whistling.
So it might be better. You might be better off, you know?
And really, when are you going to need a whistle?
Never.
Never. It sounds like you're already with somebody, so you don't have to do that. Anything like that.
Exactly.
You're fine.
We're so glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
Bye, Caitlin.
Thank you, boys. Bye.
Thank you, and thank you for being a good sport. What is this? Miles wrote in and said, there's no parallel parking test anymore?
How's that possible?
What?
How's that possible?
Well, it certainly shows when you watch people out there trying to do it.
I avoid the parallel park at all costs, but yeah, how is that possible?
Miles, besides that, says, I cannot juggle a soccer ball.
Well, nobody can. Like on your knees, like back and forth?
Yeah, or like on your foot, just bouncing it back. That's,
come on.
You're not going to need that either, Miles. It's, if you think it's going to like impress the ladies.
Zero circumstances where you will need that. Andrea says those magic eye puzzles.
Oh,
I can do those. You just got to start close and then back away slowly, and then you'll see the image.
I can do some and not others, but you know one of the best practical jokes you'll ever find is to get something that's not a magic eye puzzle and get a couple of people in on the joke that they're seeing something, and then get a third person who doesn't know you're joking.
And just have them stand there.
And let them go crazy staring at it.
You don't see the unicorn? It's right there.
Jessica says new cars park for you. Yes, that's funny. She also says my 5-year-old mimics our whistle to our dog by singing hi.
Hi.
That's super annoying too.
That's so good.